Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
There is something absolutely irresistible about a secret. If someone says, I have something to tell you that I haven't told anyone else, they have your attention. They have your immediate and total attention. Or you've probably had the experience where someone starts to tell you something about something or someone and then stops. They interrupt themselves to say, I shouldn't be telling you this. It's tantalizing. Your curiosity goes through the roof. You need to know in that moment, you need to know more than anything else in the world. A quick search can find plenty of blogs and articles to back this up. I found the 5 secrets of growing your business, the 3 secrets of effective communication with teenagers, the number one secret to stemming hair loss, or even more broadly, the secret of raising smarter kids, the secret of never fighting with your spouse, the secret to a happy family. We want to know. We all want to know. Just the word secret gets our attention and fuels our desire to know. This happens all the time in all of our relationships, but it's also what drives much of our media and is at the heart of a lot of entertainment that we enjoy. We are interested in secrets even if they don't have a big impact on our lives, even if they're irrelevant to our lives, even if they're simply irrelevant, period. Our brains are wired in such a way that we want to know. Just as a gift package must be unwrapped, a card must be opened, a curtain must be pulled back, secrets create tension that we need to resolve. They stir up curiosity that motivates us to listen and learn. But why? Why do we have secrets? Why do we keep secrets? Lots of reasons, I suppose. We keep secrets because perhaps they contain sensitive information that we're not comfortable sharing. Or even more basically, confidential information. Information that's just nobody else's business. Sometimes it's just prudent to keep a secret. It's in our strategic best interest to do so. You keep a secret because it's just not time to reveal it yet. When a couple first finds out they're having a baby, they usually keep that information a secret for a period of time. It just seems like a prudent thing to do. Changing jobs, moving to a new house, selecting a school, these are things we often keep quiet until the proper time when plans are well established. We keep secrets for very good reasons, but then we reveal secrets for very good reasons too. You might choose to reveal a secret because you have a burden that you're carrying it, and sharing that secret lightens the load. We share secrets because we need help in carrying out some plan that we've formed. Maybe it's a really special Christmas gift that you're preparing, or a surprise party that you're trying to pull off, and you need help to make it happen. You share the secret. Perhaps you share a secret to deepen a connection and build a relationship with somebody else. If we share a secret, we share a very special bond. We reveal our secrets because we want someone else to know us and to know our hearts. We all have a fundamental need to be known, to be understood. We need to share our story with others, including our struggles and our fears, our hopes and our dreams, and so we share our secrets. But who do we share our secrets with? Well, obviously, we're going to share our secrets with people who are good listeners, with people who are willing to listen to us. If they're not listening, why bother? What's the point? But also, you reveal a secret to someone who can keep your secret, someone you trust, someone who is for you, someone who cares for you and your secrets, who even treasures them. For secrets that are really important, secrets that will eventually be revealed to others, maybe everybody, perhaps we reveal them gradually to an ever-widening circle of people. I remember when we began discussing and planning for the building of this new church, we began with a very small circle of people, and only eventually did we grow that circle to include more. And as the circle grew, we fine-tuned our plans. We improved our messaging. We got better at communicating our plans. So there's a lot more that we could say about secrets, obviously. But basically, we have secrets. We're interested in secrets. We share the secrets. You know all this. I know you know all this, but here's something perhaps you don't know or have simply never thought about before. God has secrets. God has secrets. It's true. He does. Perhaps you've never considered that before, but it's perfectly true, and nothing could be clearer in Scripture. Jesus tells us as much in the gospel reading that we read today for the first Sunday of Advent. He says, the Son of Man, that's him, will come with great power and glory, but you do not know when. You do not know when. It's a secret. Some secrets God keeps, like when we can expect the second coming of Christ at the end of time. We don't know. That's why, by the way, you should never pay any attention to self-proclaimed psychics who predict the end and who pretend to know when and where and how it will be. They don't know. They can't know because Jesus told us it's a secret. God has secrets. Sometimes he hides those secrets from us. It's true. But here's the thing. He hides them for you, not from you. There's a difference. He hides secrets for you to encourage you, to care about them, to search for them, to find them, to learn from them, to treasure them. Why? Because he knows human nature. He invented it. One of your frustrations with God might be, why doesn't he just tell me? Why doesn't he just tell me which school to choose? Why doesn't he just tell me what job to pursue? Why doesn't he just tell me who I will marry or how to handle my kids? God could tell you. You're right. He could. But God knows that when the tension is resolved, when the mystery is solved, you'll probably be a lot less likely to seek him, to seek his wisdom. He knows that if he just gives you all the information up front every time when it comes to everything, might begin to appear unimportant, might fail to interest and engage you. God knows that more than his answers, you need him. You need to engage with him. So God in his wisdom keeps secrets for you. On the other hand, of course, obviously, there are some secrets he does share. At one point, Jesus told his friends and followers that. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you." When we're learning from his preaching and teaching, that's what we're learning. The secrets of the kingdom of God. God keeps secrets for you, but he has secrets for you. Secrets he wants to share with you. Secrets about what he's doing in the world. And yet, another place in Scripture, as in so many places, we read about secrets. It's the prophet Amos who teaches, "Surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secrets to the prophets." He does nothing without revealing his secrets to the prophets. Who are the prophets? Who are the prophets? We think of prophets as great and mighty heroes of the Old Testament with superpowers and supercharged messages from the Almighty, and that's true. But the category, prophet, is actually much wider. Prophets are also simply anybody God can trust with a secret. Prophets are people who are willing to listen to God and connect to his heart, his dreams, his desires for the future. You may think of prophets as distant mystical figures, but every Christ follower is called to be a prophet. In fact, if you have been baptized, you are a prophet. You've been baptized a prophet. You've been named a prophet. You were anointed with the chrism oil as a prophet. A prophet is simply someone God trusts with a secret. Someone God trusts with knowledge and information about what he's going to do in the world. And then, in turn, is willing to work with his plan to help bring his plan to fulfillment. God acts in the world, but before he acts, he lets his prophets know what he's going to do so they can be a part of the plan. And if you think about it, that's really, basically, the whole Christmas story. When God came in history that first Christmas, when he came in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, he came quietly. Most of the world didn't even notice. And he revealed his plan secretly to the main characters we associate with the Christmas story. Mary, Joseph, the wise men, the shepherds, Elizabeth. God chose to reveal his plans to them quietly and secretly, and he did it in different ways depending upon the person involved, the circumstances, what it was he was sharing with them, and what it was he was asking them to do, their particular role in the plan. To the central figure in the story, Mary, he reveals the heart of the secret. And he does it in a pretty special, spectacular kind of way. There's an epiphany of an angel, and not just any angel, the archangel Gabriel. He sends Gabriel to Mary because she has found favor with God. And since she has found favor with God, she will bear a son who will be the savior of the world. That's God's plan for Mary. But before Mary can be a part of the plan and participate in it, she has to be brought into the secret. She could hardly have participated if she didn't know the secret. Same for Joseph. He's let in on the secret, but in a different way. While an angel appears to Mary, God reveals his secret to Joseph in a dream, actually two dreams. Like Mary, it was critical that Joseph understand the secret, perhaps even more so because in Joseph's case, as events began to unfold, he was ready to walk away from the whole deal. The shepherds learn about the secret from a whole chorus of angels, and the wise men are given a mysterious star to follow. But consider Elizabeth, Mary's cousin. She comes to an understanding of God's secret, but in a way we might more easily appreciate and understand. She enters into the secret through prayer, personal, private prayer. And in prayer, she experiences the grace of the Holy Spirit. In fact, Scripture tells us that she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in this grace, she recognizes what God was up to. You know, these stories are not just stories or fairy tales, and they're not just ancient history, nor are they illustrations of heroes and saints who are so completely above us that we'll never live up to their model. Instead, they are models for us to follow. They show us the kind of relationship God wants to have with us. They show us the way our Heavenly Father wants to relate to us in our generation. God is still alive and active in the world. He has plans for you. He wants to share them with you, and he wants your help. So over the course of this series and this season, I invite you to make two commitments. Think about it, making two commitments. First, make a commitment to be a part of this series by joining us in the weeks ahead, either here on Ridgely Road or online. Commit to the whole series as well as to joining us on Christmas when we'll bring this series to a finale. Second, commit to a daily prayer time, a daily quiet time, if only 5 or 6 minutes a day. And if you need help with prayer, and by the way, most people do, you can sign up for our daily devotional. It's called Worship Fully. You can find it at churchnativity.com/next-steps/prayer. We'll send it to you daily, first thing every morning, and it's completely free. The online devotional is free, but if you want to upgrade your seasonal experience, check out another resource, which is a daily devotional that Tom Corcoran and I wrote specifically for this Christmas of 2020. It's called Messages of Joy, and it's available on Amazon. Even just a few minutes a day can be a way of doing exactly what Jesus told us to do all the time, and the church invites us to do at this time, this Advent season. He told his disciples to simply be watchful, be alert. Be watchful and alert because God wants to speak to you, and he wants to speak through you. In this series, this Advent, we're working at becoming exactly the kind of people that God can trust with secrets.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.